This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A failed assassination attempt against Iraq's prime minister at his residence on Sunday has raised tensions following last month's parliamentary elections, where the Iran-backed militias were the biggest losers. Helicopters circled in the Baghdad skies throughout the day, while troops and patrols were reinforced on the streets and near the capital's fortified Green Zone, where the overnight attack occurred. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi appeared in a televised speech soon after the attack, which was carried out on his residence by armed drones. The prime minister only suffered a cut, but seven of his security guards were wounded in the attack, according to two Iraqi officials. In his speech, al-Kadhimi called for calm dialogue, calling the attacks cowardly. He said such attacks don't build a future. Later Sunday, he met with the Iraqi president and held meetings of his cabinet and security team. There was no claim of responsibility, but suspicion immediately fell on Iran-backed militias. They've been blamed for previous attacks on the Green Zone. Poland's health ministry has issued instructions to doctors confirming that it is legal to end a pregnancy when the woman's life or health is in danger. The document comes in reaction to the hospital death of a young mother whose pregnancy had medical problems. Her family said doctors held off performing an abortion even though her fetus had severe medical problems. Poles held nationwide protests over the weekend, blaming her death on Poland's restrictive abortion law. Women's rights activists say the new law has had a chilling effect on doctors, and the ministry said Sunday it is in line with the law to terminate a pregnancy when the woman's health or life is in danger. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Ethiopians rallied in Addis Ababa on Sunday in support of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government. Some demonstrators denounced the United States, which is among the foreign powers that have called for a ceasefire as a year-long war that has killed thousands of people intensified amid advances by the Tigray People's Liberation Front last weekend. The United States, the United Nations Security Council, the African Union, and Kenya and Uganda have called for a ceasefire, but Abiy's government has pledged to keep fighting. On Friday, the government said it had a responsibility to secure the country. It urged its international partners to stand with Ethiopia's democracy. On Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration accused Ethiopia of what it called gross violations of human rights and said it planned to remove the country from a U.S. trade agreement with some African nations. State authorities in Nigeria say the death toll in a high-rise collapse in Lagos has risen to 42, while the number of survivors increased to 15. The cause of Monday's disaster is still unknown. Building collapses are not uncommon in Nigeria, which is Africa's most populous country. Millions of people live in dilapidated properties, and construction standards are routinely ignored. The 21-story building under construction in an upscale district of Lagos crumbled on Monday afternoon, trapping dozens of people working on the site. As of Friday, authorities had said 9 people had survived. Some were rescued alive. Others on the ground floor managed to escape unharmed. Over the weekend, the number of survivors increased to 15 after 6 more people who escaped the collapse were identified. The total number of people who were on site at the time is unknown. The governor said money has been set aside to help families cover burial fees and that financial support is also offered to survivors. West Africa's main political and economic bloc imposed sanctions Sunday against Mali's transitional leaders after they informed the organization they would not be able to hold presidential and legislative elections in February. Mali's interim government, which took power following the military's overthrow in August of 2020, had promised the Economic Community of West African States would oversee an 18-month transition back to democracy, culminating in elections at the end of February. But it has made little progress toward organizing the vote and repeatedly suggested it might be delayed, in part because of an ongoing insurgency by Islamist militants. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.